ازيك يا نشوى؟ سعدي ماري ياكل بالسوفيس. ازيك يا نشوى؟ سعدي ماري ياكل بالسوفيس. ازيك يا نشوى؟ سعدي ماري ياكل بالسوفيس. Okay. Okay, it's good to see
Rebbe, hi, good morning. I think those who are not on mute, if you could please mute your microphones. Yosef,
yourself,
Yosef and the mayor, thank you.
I think I'm muted.
But do me a favor, Bosai, even though you're muting yourself, if you want to speak up, you should unmute and speak up.
Yosef, you're not on mute.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't think the air conditioner is the issue. Is it working, the air conditioner? Working? Is it fine? It's good? Okay. Okay. Yeah, even though you're on mute, please feel free if you want to comment, because I always say the shiur is not a lecture. We're here together to discuss everything, and I want to hear what everyone has to think and then what has to say. It's not about me giving you a lecture and you taking notes. That's not the okay. So the Yonah Dioma today, and we probably won't finish it all. Well, today we'll probably do it next Sunday also, but it's a fascinating topic. Netila schar l'tfila l'tkiya shofar. In other words, are you allowed to get paid to say to daven for the omelet, especially Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and blow the shofar? And we know the minig oilam is that people get paid, especially for davening. Right? You know, it all started last night. Rabbi Petter was thinking about the starting of last night, but last night is also the debut of the Chazanim. Proper Shlita. We're talking about whether you're allowed to get paid to daven for the Umbud and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and blow the shofar. Did you get paid for that? So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Hey Sif Hey. Anoto Schar L'to Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah Okedei L'Hispalel O L'Targim. You know what L'Targim is? They used to have a turgimon that they would read a pasuk, and then the turgimon would translate it in Aramaic, right? In Teimanim, they still do that. You know, there was, it used to be everyone did that, right? It's in the Gemara and the Mishnah. I remember there was a minyan at the West Side Institutional Synagogue that I used to take my shiur on Shavuos. And there was a Taimani minion in the shul, and there was a miturgamon. I mean, obviously, waning takes a long time if you have a miturgamon. So if you're not Taimani, I wouldn't, you know, you probably won't want to go to such a minion. So, and they would get paid for that also. So the Shulchan Aruch says, wow. So it says that if you take money for it, you're not going to see a simon bracha. I mean, but look in the Magen Avraham. What does the Magen Avraham say? It says the Magen Avraham, avalisura leka, came into tzorach mitzvah. Says the Magen Avraham, there's no Isser, it's not an Isser, you didn't violate anything. Normally there's a halach of Schar Shabbos, but you're not allowed to take Schar Shabbos. In other words, if you're doing something on Shabbos of Heter, You're not allowed to get paid for it. That's an isser. Tzchar Shabbos is an isser. Right? So why isn't this an isser? Because it's tzarech mitzvah. So it's not an isser. But still, it's you're not roasim and bracha. Like say you're what if you're a waiter or something like that? You know, all different types of things. You know, it doesn't always mean blowing shofar. Say you're a waiter for Shabbos. Say you're setting up for Shalosh Shudas. So if you're a big tzaddik, you're doing it for free. Yeah. Right? But so that's the question. So what's the story? So where does this come from? So where does this come from that Ein Aroos Siman Bracha? So let's take a look in the Gemara in Psachim. Says the Gemara in page 2, no number base. Tana Rabbanan, Dalet Prutos Ein Behem Siman Bracha La'olam. There's four prutos. There is four payments that if you get these payments, you're not going to see a siman bracha. Now, you know, so what are the four? Schar kosvin. Schar mitugamonim. Schar yisomim mos abos midin siyam. So what's schar kosvin? So let's see the so Nu, what do you think Schar Kosvin means? What? Writing Torah, writing mezuzah, writing, right? You get Schar a sofer. So Schar Kosvin. You get a schar that to be miturgamon. Uschar isomim. What does it mean? You take the money of the isomim and you invest it, right? Umos habos mibdira sayam. Rashi mibdira sayam. Bishlach sinos of tomi bimokum sakana. Means that send your boats out into the ocean, bimokum sakana. So let's see what this means. Bishlach maschar miturgom monin. Bishlach de mechzik ischar shabbos. So that looks like Schar Shabbos because you're doing it on Shabbos. Why is it only Mechzik Schar Shabbos? Why is it Mamash Schar Shabbos? What do you say? Because again, all these things are Ein Aroos Siman Bracha La'olam. So the Magen Avraham is Mashma. That means that that it's not a Nisa. So it's not really Schar Shabbos. So why is it Schar Shabbos? Why was it? So you could say like what the Magen Avraham says, because it's a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah. So it's it's not Schar Shabbos because you have a heter because it's Mokel Mitzvah. But it's still not such a great thing. So Bishlach maschar mitugamonim mishum demechzik ischar Shabbos. Mos yisomim nami lav b'nei mos yisomim lav nami lav b'nei mechilanim. because Yisomim can't be Mocha. They're not going to be Mocha. Tanim, whatever. So if you make bad investments, then they lose money, so it's not going to be good because they can't be Mocha. So you did, you know, you didn't do it intentionally, but... And most habos mi medina sayam. So it says, "Shem delav kol yoma misrachish nisa." Because if you do something dangerous, you're not always going to get a miracle to save you. So you shouldn't put yourself into a precarious situation. El aschar kosvin my time. But what's the reason about aschar kosvin? I'm Rav Shua ben Levi. Chov dal tanios yoshu anshe knesses gedola al kosvin svarim tefillin mezuzos. Chachamim instituted 24 taniyos. Listen to this, that sofrim shouldn't become rich. Because if they become rich, then they won't want to do it anymore. So we don't want the sofrim to be poor, but we don't want them to get too rich, because then they'll give up the interesting perspective. Okay, but you see, but then the Gemara says, "Tan Rabban Kosei Svarim Tefillin Mezuzos Hein the Tagreim Tagrei Tavim Chol Haoski Bimlecha Shemayim Nesuim Bochli Tchelus Einim Roim Simim Brocha LaOla." Moskim L'Shma Roim. Okay, so this is the Makor, that just like the Gemara says. Just like the Gemara says that schar of Meturgimon is Eina Roa Simon Bracha La'olam, so too, when you down for the Omen and you blow shofar and you get paid, Eina Roa Simon Bracha La'olam.
But Rebbe, the Gemara says if they did it Lishma, then they do see Simon Bracha.
Oh.
So what? Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say that if you do it lishma, then you do see Simon Bracha?
Yeah. So Rav Roman is asking a question.
Also, by the Kaisvin, by the Seferim, I mean, if Chazal are davening that they don't become wealthy, in other words, they're basically saying we want to make sure that they will be incentivized monetarily, but then. It's a little bit like if they become wealthy, then they taka wouldn't be doing it leilishma. They would be doing it because they want to do it. And that would be great. It would be a simen bracha. But now we're saying we dafka don't want them to become wealthy because why? Because I guess they will only do it if they feel that there's a monetary incentive. But it's a little bit of manavshach now. Like we just said that that's not a good thing. Like, it seems to suggest that we need them to be incentivized monetarily. Otherwise, they're not going to do it. But then how can you say, but that's not a good thing? But you're fasting 24 times to make sure that they... Why can't they become wealthy and then do a lishma?
I guess we're afraid. We're afraid, but that's what he's saying. That if they do lishma, then they will be, because then they won't stop doing it.
How can we hold them accountable to say, "Ain tali, you know, bracha"? If
well, lishma osim lo yanicha b'shul osha. So, but Avram is asking. Why did the Shulchan Aruch say that if you're doing it lishma, then you are Roa Sima Bracha? So we'll have to see. That's a good question Avram is asking.
Rebbe?
Yeah?
The Shulchan Aruch is a Sefer Halachos. We don't know if a person is doing it Lishma or not. We look only what's externally being done.
We can't know the premise.
Yeah. So we can't make Haskin Halacha Stam, Paskin Halacha on Lishma, Shlo Lishma. Gemara right. Could do it. Fine. Not Shulchan Aruch.
So what is the Shulchan Aruch trying to tell us? That you shouldn't do it? You shouldn't get paid?
Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about some Pnimius Kavana. It says Neitel Schar, someone that receives payment, is not going to get a bracha. But the Gemara is implicitly saying that we want to keep at least the Seferim in a position that they will need to receive payment. Because if they don't have the desire to receive payment, they're not going to write mezuzahs. And so it's a little bit of a stira.
Well, I was answering the question, why doesn't the Magen Avraham say that if you do it Lishma, you do get the bracha? That's...
Yeah. He's just telling you... But why is he even writing, according to you, Rav Yosef Katan, why does he even have to write Ein Aro Siman Bracha? He should just say that it's Mutter. But the fact that he's writing Siman Bracha, he's telling you that maybe it's not such a good thing to do. Well, as you say, the Shulchan Aruch is practical. Shulchan Aruch is not giving me Pnimius HaTorah. It's practical. Mutter Osir, Mutter Osir.
Yeah, why? Why does the Shulchan Aruch bring it before? What is this Negel HaLacha?
Well, Negel HaLacha is that... He probably shouldn't. It's much more that it's trying to discourage you from taking money for these things. As Yosef Katan said, it's a practical thing. Shulchan Aruch is practical. So Shulchan Aruch is telling me it's not a technical issur, but don't expect to see nachas from this money.
Does the Shulchan Aruch say it by the other halachas too, or just by Shofar?
Let's see.
I think Melacha on maybe Purim or Chol HaMoed.
Yeah, the other thing, but he's asking about these Dalet Plutos.
I mean, there's other ones too, like a mile, I think, yeah. Also falls into this. I don't know about a shaykhet, but a mile.
Yeah, you want to see? You have a din here. Take a look at page 21. Says it in Shun Vav Sefei. Also, Lahaskir Chazanim is Palo B'Shabbos. Can't hire Chazanim to daven on Shabbos. Yesh Mishamate. It's Charo L'Shana O'Lachodesh Kuli Al Mashari. Because this is what's Char Shabbos. So take a look here. He says, also Haskir, Chazonim, this power, this Chashabs, it's Mamsh also. The Yesh Mishamatir, we're going to see, is because it's Mocha Mitzvah. The Bzchara, Lachshano, Lachodesh, Kukuli Al Mashari. But say, you're given a lump sum for a year. So that's Havlah. But Rav Mari points out Havlah means that it's a lump sum whether he does it or doesn't do it. In other words, if it's just prorated, in other words, it's $200 Shabbos, and you're just making a cheshbon, well, how many Shabbosim, that's not called the Shana. That's called you're doing it on a weekly basis. It's just calculating. This means I'm giving him $5,000, no matter how much he davens or doesn't, he'll come, do it maybe during the weekdays also, etc. But look in the Magen Avraham Ches, Yesh Mishamata came into Tzorche Mitzvahi. Umikol Mokom Eino Ro Sima Bracha, Kemo Beschaim Utukum Mitugomonim. So the Magen Avraham says the same thing that he said over there, that you're not Roa Sima Bracha. So the same type of idea that if when it's referring to what Schar Shabbos, so you can't get so therefore if it's Mokum Mitzvah, and even Mokum Mitzvah, the first opinion holds that Mokum Mitzvah doesn't make a difference because the first opinion says also Lahaske Chazanu Musmal B'Shamis, right? So that means it's also not just the Inner Rosh Sim and Brach, it's also and Yesh Mishamatya.
Is there like an isur? Is there a stira between the mechaber here and the mechaber we just saw before? Between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah? In one place he says asur, another place in.
Here he quotes two opinions.
Rabbi, can we make a chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov? No. Yom Tov is Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem.
He said Shabbosos in Simon Tafkuf Cafe.
I don't think there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're getting Schar Shabbos.
Right.
Mokum Mitzvah maybe is Mutter. But you don't get. So there are a lot of jobs that people do on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day full of jobs. Especially if you have a big shul, there's youth leaders on Shabbos, and there's babysitting, and there's, you know, Shabbos is a day for a day that you're not supposed to be involved with money. It's a lot of lucrative opportunities on Shabbos. You know, I wouldn't necessarily call it the day that we're not. So the Shulchan Aruch, so we're just getting our feet wet here. Yeah. Again, I'm not here yet to tell anybody what to do. You have to go through the whole packet before you can figure it out.
And me as a Shemaya Kol Shofar, does it affect me if he's getting paid?
No, it doesn't affect you. You are a kosher l'mahadrin.
It's not a hiddur maybe to go someplace where he's not getting paid.
It's a hiddur to go to someplace where the Baal Korei is not, where the Baal Tokei is not getting paid, or the Chazan is not getting paid. That's going to be hard to find, right? You have to daven b'yichid.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe hard to find a place like that.
Is it shy to say he's getting paid for practicing?
He's getting paid for the practicing.
Yeah.
With the Chazanim.
Chazanim, Shofar,
right, but then
they can't learn and they put in hours and hours. I don't know.
That he's not practicing, but in the Chanami, if he's practicing, some of those Chazanim were also practicing.
Well, the Maturgaman, he didn't practice, I guess, unless he prepared it before. I don't know.
Right, but the Shulchan Aruch is the one. Now, there seems to be a steer in Shulchan Aruch because. Here he says he quotes an opinion of Osir Lahaskir. He never says Osir in Shofar. He just quotes the opinion of Einar Rosim and Bracha.
Right.
You know my opinion about Steers and Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
That the Dvar Shmuel says that the Shulchan Aruch wasn't written by the same person, and therefore there are different parts of the Shulchan Aruch written by just like the son of the Chafetz Chaim writes that his Shechlos quotes this, that the reason why the steer is in the Mishnah Berurah is because some of the Mishnah Berurah was written where? By my father, and some of it was written by my brother. You know, this building, Rabbi Hecht likes to point out that this building that we're in now, final redaction of the Mishnah Berurah, it's not in this building. Because the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law was the Lochin here at the yeshiva. And he, like, put the final touches to the here. Could be in the MTA building, maybe. The library there, maybe. No. Yeah. Where exactly? I don't know if it happened in this room. But this is this. You should know, this building that we're in now, historical, this is a landmark. This building. All the other buildings here, they're no landmarks. This is the only landmark. In the, right? Am I right? I think this is the only landmark. Like, you can't get rid of this building. This is, originally, there were supposed to be five buildings like this. Why you were supposed to be five of these buildings, four or five of them. But there was a depression, so they couldn't build the rest of the four. But at least we got this one. This was the whole YU. It was the one in this building. Yeah. The cafeteria was one of these rooms here. Yeah. This was the whole YU was this building. That's why. And they built the other buildings. I never wanted to leave this building. This building is a chosh of a building. Yeah, Gedolei Olam. That was there Shimon's Cup in this building? Moshe Soloveitchik was in this building. No? Chaim's son. You know, Gedolei Olam of yesteryear in this building. So, yeah.
Could we say that getting paid hourly on Shabbos here might be very well with us? Where it's possible, because you have to rely on other practices.
Well, in other words, right, there's no chavlah, so you're not you're getting for now. Even though you did practice from before, but you're getting.
No, that could be a part of the job. But that's, right. If that's your set salary, you're getting,
So Lameisa, first Somech, that Mokum Mitzvahs, you know, all these babysitting jobs, you know, so the parents could go to the Simcha. So Somech, maybe that's considered a Mokum Mitzvah. But Lameisa still ain't a Roa Sima Bracha. So if you get a babysitting job for Wednesday night, then a Friday night, what do you say, Papa? Yeah, Rabbi Popper's, I saw him, he was very involved.
The structure of the place, that no matter how many hours you go, Friday set up, their Shabbos, their shop, 10 hours, less we go, 10 hours. So we, small shop, 7 hours, still good. But if it's that job is something that then Friday
you get paid for the whole but not by hour.
It's an hourly wage. But the number of hours permanent less we go forward. But then there's no way we ever hours. Just on Shabbos. At Shabbos, 1 hour, 1.5 hours.
But you get paid from every hour you get paid a certain amount.
Yes, but you almost always hours still get paid. So we're taking, like, let's say we 8 hours, and we're getting $8. We're getting 8 hours. Because when we 8 hours, reality would cover reality is 19. So the hourly wage the amount does hours. But once you work 4 hours. Does work 4 hours, then still our shows.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's like an hourly problem.
Yeah.
Rebbe, before Mayor Kesherman had asked if maybe they get paid, if they get paid for the preparation. So I was wondering, what if you have a chazan that ends up having a hoarse voice and he's not able to daven?
Right.
So would he does the community still have to pay him, or does he lose his parnasa?
Well, if he can't daven, what are you gonna do?
But if he's getting paid for the preparation, then he should get paid anyways because he prepared.
Yeah, but is he getting paid for the preparation? He's getting paid
That I'm asking on Mayor Kasumi. He said that what if they're getting paid for the preparation? So I'm saying...
Depends how honest they want to be. They have to be honest. If that's the head, then they have to pay him. If that's not the head.
Right. Oh.
That's enough community, you want to say.
But should we look at the Eishel Avram now? If you want, we can look at the Eishel Avram on page 22, going over to page 23.
But this is a very broad shaila, no? Steer Shabbos.
Yeah.
It's not the gay only to Chazan, any business.
Yeah, any business. But it's very common when it comes to davening for the Amid, especially in Yosh Shani Yom Kippur.
The caterers and all kinds of locals.
Caterers, yeah.
Hotels, I don't know. Must be.
Yeah. So let's look in the Eishel Avram, page 22, going over to page 23. Now, this Eishel Avram, I always tell people not to confuse it. The Prima Gadim is called the Eishel Avram. His parish on the Magen Avram. But then there's a separate Eishel Avram that's written by Rav Avram David Warman from Uchach. And I always point out that if any of you guys went to Hank, are you guys going to Hank? Didn't go to Hank. But Rabbi Warman, or Shlomo Halevi Warman, Tzatzal, I was at his Levaya. There was a Chashan of Talmud Chacham, he was a Rebbe in Hank for many years. Many, many years. And this Warman is the same Warman family. Same Warman family. So, ask your Chazanim. Odos Chazanim. You got it? Page 23? Oh, you got it? With me? Odos Chazanim Hanosim Me'ir Le'ir. So, Chazanim were going from city to city. So meaning what? People who would get an aliyah, they would donate money to the shul, and with that money they would pay the chazan. So either they would get it from the people who are getting aliyahs, or from the community, they were special. The lowest palu ki'im b'Shabbos Kodesh, and they only davened on Shabbos, meaning they davened, you know, for the Omer only on Shabbos. You know, my Rebbe, my Moshe Yagid, one of my Rebbeim, he used to say. With Yossele Rosenblatt, you know, he was the Spitz Chazan. You know, he was a Chazan of the West Side, the OZ, many years ago. He was from a Yid. He was a Chazan. So he would joke. He would say, you know, the non from Chazanim, they didn't daven the Shtol Shmon Esrei, which they weren't from, so they just needed to sing the thing out loud. He said, I should get paid more because I davened the Shtol Shmon Esrei. So what's with these Chazanim? They go from city to city and they get paid, but they only daven on Shabbos, meaning they only daven for the Omer on Shabbos.
What if we have them daven the Mincha right before Shabbos as well?
We'll see. The lowest power looking for Shabbos Kodesh. They can't have law. So So what is he saying? He's saying that maybe it's not. It's not derech schar. It's derech matana.
Even if there's a contract.
Yeah. So right. So I don't think you could say that bezman hazeh. Bezman hazeh, it's not derech matana. It's whatever. If he doesn't, you don't pay him. He could sue you. Mm-hmm. You know, they get a Torah, whatever. So you, I mean, the Torah. So it's hard to use this. He's saying maybe those days that was a thing. There was no contracts and things like that. So it was like a matana. But he says, So he's saying that maybe the payment is for the travel. Maybe the payment is for the travel. What do you say about that?
That makes sense. If Shitaka doesn't live in the neighborhood or he moved there special for that job.
But then it should match whatever the amount that it would cost. If it's more right, than
exactly,
amount,
exactly.
Then you're joking, you're kidding yourself.
Right, well, because we know how much it costs, the plane tickets or whatever it is.
But you're paying me not to be at home. I want to be at home. I mean, there's no value on that. Be with my family or be with my friends.
That's a separate cheshbon. That's not travel.
Well, that's what it means. We're leaving the house.
Rebbe, you also have my question too.
He means
because let's say he travels. Let's say he travels say expenses. There, he gets a hoarse voice, so you can't daven.
Yeah, too, and a chanamim. It's char alicha. It's not. I don't really think it means the
let's see. Let's
his
see
expenses. Maybe.
Shaged is char alicha gamke. But not shnosim hemi mokum mokum gei l'spal kan v'kat. Which close to the time of the old Zohar Gatov. The Schar, the Hazikna, the Zakeda, Shahocha, the Yerli Yer, the Spal, the Kayadua, the Nami Mish, the Staff, the Kavana Shon, the Bazaar, the Kasav, the Machamach, the Shabucha, the Masham Porshim, the Isu, the Staff, the Am, the Isra, the Machshav, the Tol, the Vada, the Maisa, the Kulchi, the Tia, the Hashav, the Etzlo, the Yanni Rishus, the Hefze Atzma, the Iker Negat, the Hefze Shemai, the Kulchi, the Inbo, the Tia, the Kazu, the Nami Reilu, That they should say more Tehillim at night after Yontif. So this way it's sort of like Mahavla.
Rabbi, I don't understand.
One second. So then he says, look at the next page. Avor hatfila, vade nochon lito schar, close the kadomo, and then we get a schar hechle. I'll call upon him suffering, he was a even with their schar of their tifutsoso, but they're covered. Okay, in other words, he's giving all these type of things, and it's not really schar, it's just you know, it's just to give the person a compensation. But this would be true, as like the Mayor Kessler said, Bisman Azeh, that it's all with contracts. It was, you want to say you're just doing something, like he gives you a tip. A tip. So a tip, you could say, you know, I can't be tovei a tip. But you give me a tip because you want to mechazik me and you're being kind to me. Okay, so then you could say such a thing. But he says that you can be some type of tliya, and since the issue is only drabbanim, then maybe you could say such a thing. But it's still the mice, if you want to really hold that it's usser for Schar Shabbos, so then it's not so pashut that these are good heter, because that you're only giving him derech kavod, you're not giving it to him as a schar.
I have a suggestion by a chazan. Maybe he's getting paid for the repeating himself. The first time he says it, and Ochnami, that's for free. But when he says it over and over and over again with the whole niggin and that, he's getting paid for the music.
The music.
For the entertainment.
Yeah, that's right.
I know the Bells of Rav once have offered this chazan you mentioned yesterday, Rosenblatt, that he could daven by him on one condition, they say, that he doesn't repeat any words.
Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Rebbe, I was learning in Menachos that...
After supposedly said, someone told me, Rav Kasson told me, Rav Bickler, state einmal! State einmal! It says it one time. Whatever the word was. Yeah.
Rebbe, I was learning in Menachos that, like, the inside part of the menorah, of the lamps of the menorah, or whatever, are also made of real gold, because ein anias b'kol mashiros.
Yeah.
So maybe you could say something similar when it comes to things that are like the shul. It's like the base of Migdash. Ein anias b'mkoy mashiros. We don't want to be cheap. It's like out's the congregation. We want him to get paid, you know?
Uh-huh. So therefore...
That's maybe a heter for us to pay, but what does happen to heter for him to take the money?
I want to show you now something. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Orchas Chaim on page 26. This is the Orchas Chaim of Spinka, not the Orchas Chaim of Aaron HaKohen of the Mill. So he quotes this Buchacha.
Which Buchacha Ra? Is this the famous Buchacha Ra?
Well, that's the Eshel Avram, was the Buchach.
Yeah, is that the famous Buchach Ra?
It's one of them.
I mean, it's a big Paisik.
It's the Eshel Avram, the Buchach, yeah. So look what he writes, maybe similar to what the mayor is saying. Look where it says, Adkan Lashono. You see where it says, Adkan Lashono?
What page?
Page 26 on the left side. Adkan Lashoino. See where it says Adkan Lashoino? Ayin Chaf Lama. Adkan Lashoino. First word on the line. On page 26 on the left side.
Yeah.
The cost of Oil Shabbos, I told you, I think this is the famous Oil Shabbos. I told you about Rabberish Mandelbaum. Rabberish Mandelbaum was the librarian in YU from 1948 to 1998. So he always used to say, the Magen Avraham always says, the loka ola Shabbos. But that's a chashivas. In other words, for the Magen Avraham to quote you, even if he disagrees, it's a chashivas. It's goris. Because of ola Shabbos, ulai, ein zerak shemutzim rabim yidei chovoso. You see, Bisman is there. We know, Baruch Hashem, hopefully we all know how to daven. So we don't need a chazin to be motzius, right? We all know how to daven. So what's the point of the chazin? Masha shorim negunim v'chadome ulai yesh b'schaz zeh bracha. You see, what's the chazin today? I know how to daven. You know how to daven. We all know how to daven. So what's the chazan today? I don't want to use the word entertainment, but you know. So he says for that that's not for, so then that's maybe you can even get a simon brach from that. Which Asher have called Bikim of Masha Mashora Nigunim Khadoma Layesh Mishaza Bracha. What do you think?
That's better.
Because
interesting swear.
Well, I ain't the Raksha about Sim Rabin Bide Chavasa. Let's see, one second. What's the svara? How do you understand the svara? What is that a good svara? Tell me.
It's not ma'akev.
Not ma'akev, but fuck here. You don't have the smart to say it's a makom mitzvah anymore. But that makes it worse.
No, you mean not smart shamas.
So we should look it up. You haven't all shamas yet? No, you have a chokhma on your thing or something? You have it in the library. You have one? You have one on your computer?
Wait, Rabbi, the svar is that the chazan is being paid to be melodious, like to be inspiration, to inspire others in their own tefillos.
Right. So why is that a good svar? Why is that therefore more of a heter?
Rabbi,
I don't know.
Yeah, Yehuda.
Why can we say that sometimes we buy things to beautify the shul? So in a sense, when we're having a nice chazan come and lead the davening. It's a way of beautifying the shul and the tefillah.
Yeah.
But why is that a good svara? How does that help us?
What do you think? He says, why is it Eiro Simon Bracha? In other words, the Maisa, maybe it's not Tzchas Shabbos because it's a mitzvah, but Eiro Simon Bracha maybe means because you're using a mitzvah to get paid. In other words, Torah and mitzvahs should be ma'ani b'chinam. We'll talk about that next week. It should be more begedim ma'ani b'chinam. But that's for the mitzvah itself. You see, maybe the two aspects here. Because one aspect is the aspect of Schar Shabbos. So then, Schar Shabbos is more makil if it's a mitzvah. Then maybe there's no schar. But then, there's a thing of Ein Aroch Siman Brach. So it could be Ein Aroch Siman Brach. Why Ein Aroch Siman Brach? Because even though it's a mitzvah, this, but the Maisa, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be using a mitzvah to make money from.
So why don't you say that by Talmud Torah Israel, Rabbi?
Oh, who said Jason? Who's?
Yeah. Yeah,
so that's going to be the first part of the packet. But I really was supposed to start from. But we're going to get to that next week.
But by a typical Schar Shabbos, not the Tzarech Mitzvah, does it also say Enirei Siman Bracha?
By a typical Schar Shabbos, that's not a mitzvah. So that's this. Let's see. We'll look in. Look at Shulchan Aruch, Shin Vav, what we just saw. Okay, yeah. Just tells you about the Isser of Schar Shabbos, right?
Right, so if he takes it.
But there was the concept of Eid Roa Simon Bracha is about the mitzvahs.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right, so it's about mitzvahs. So you shouldn't take the mitzvahs. But if I didn't know how to daven and he has to be motzi me, then he shouldn't be charging me money because this is not the mitzvahs. But the fact that he's making mahanami to sing nice nigunim, so then that's not that I have a right. He has a right to get paid for that. Because it's, in other words, the heter for the Schar Shabbos, that's mitzvah shabbos. But then there's the Ein Roa Siman Bracha, so maybe the Ein Roa Siman Bracha is going to be mutter because the Torah doesn't want us to use Torah and mitzvahs as a way of, as gaining. We should be doing that the same Shammai. And therefore, if he's not doing it for the actual mitzvah, then maybe he could get star for that, for the nice nigger. Take a look before we stop for today. Take a look in the Sefer. This is a great Sefer. The Litvish Shevelt, they don't use it so much. The Beis Sha'arim. Rabbeinu Amram Blum. Very chashuv a Sefer. Rabbi Menashe Klein, so he was the Umvar Rav. His wife was a Blum. So he was very involved. That's the name of his shul, Beis Sha'arim. Both of the Beis Sha'arim. This is a dynasty, Blooms. So he has a tshuva here. His tshuvas are usually very fantastic. So the Beis Sha'arim, Shut Beis Sha'arim here on page 27. Simon. People were complaining about the Chazanim. And he says, well, the note of Schar Shabbos. But so he says, "Ladies, 90 nira, mechalik betray gavni. Echad, he might have read him creases. Shari seer mishutlech the hachsheru miyom kippur b'kach." Right. In other words, the seer mishutlech, you throw off the cliff with yom kippur. Right. So that's the mitzvah. The word "lasas malachim yom kippur" b'shul mitzvah yom kippur yeshetu yosef lasas malachim b'shabbos b'shul mitzvah yom kippur. Chanam litol schar shabbos yod b'shul mitzvah shabbos yod the goof b'shul rash the shari. Aval litol schar shabbos b'shul schar mitzvah shmiras parah v'tino koser. Whereas if you're doing it for the mitzvah of Shabbos itself. Whereas the mitzvah of Yom Kippur is to throw the shir mishaleach. So that's not a side thing that happens to come out of Yom Kippur. That's the essence of Yom Kippur.
So the mitzvah is the heter. Haguf is...
Avalito schar Shabbos b'shvil... So in other words, say you're watching a baby on Shabbos. Right? But watching a baby has nothing to do with Shabbos. It just happens to be a Shabbos. So then that's a problem. Because then you're getting Schar Shabbos. But if the Schar Shabbos is gufa for the etzim of Shabbos, So then maybe there's no issue for that. Because that's the mitzvah of kach. Hachanam, litol schar Shabbos v'yontif, b'shvil mitzvah Shabbos v'yontif, gufa, svir le'lerosh, nishari. Aber litol schar Shabbos v'shvil shar mitzvah is awesome. So when you have somebody blowing shofar, so that's the etz mitzvah. So that's, in other words, it's better than the regular heter, that maybe mocha mitzvah is okay. It's that this is the mitzvah hayom. So this is to facilitate the mitzvah hayom. So maybe that's even better. But then he says, A is literally, this is Shah Shabbos Urab Mitzvah the Mexic call. Whereas if you're doing something that you would normally get paid on a weekday, so if you do it on Shabbos, you babysit. So if you babysit on a weekday, you get paid. So if you do it on Shabbos, that's a problem. That's all for the call. Aval esmal b'Shabbos is elo shayach b'chol. Well, that's it. So he says, if this is it's only to do a vachadika thing, this is a chak. To do a vachadika thing, a weekday thing on Shabbos and get paid, that's Charb Shabbos. But to do a sha'a, so the first thing he said before was the Svasum Kach. But now he's saying even stronger. He's saying that the Shabbos davening is only on Shabbos. The Yom Kippur davening is only on Yom Kippur. The Tekiah Shofar is only on... So then that's not a week... You see, he thinks like Schar Shabbos is sort of like a Uvda Dechol type thing. You know, doing a weekday activity. So you're getting paid, it's a weekday activity. Here's not a weekday activity. We don't call the fact we blow shofar an elul, you know, that doesn't count. Because it's not no one gets paid for blowing shofar during elul. You know, so it's not something you get paid for during the week. So the mela and the davening of Shabbos, the davening of Yantif, you don't get paid during the week. I mean, he's against the poiskim. This is original Svaris. It says, so the first thing he says it has to be Shabbos ticket. Unless he could say Mitzvah Subakach. And the other svar he wants to say is that it has to be a real issur in the Gemara is that you take the schar for babysitting. So babysitting is something you do during the week, and you get paid for it during the week. So do it on Shabbos, that's like an uvda dechol type of thing. But the davening of Shabbos is only on Shabbos, and the blowing of the shofar is only on Yantif. So it's never a weekday type of activity. So therefore you can get... So he thinks that maybe that's a limud chus. Isn't that... Oiskim didn't write that. You know, the Shulchan Aruch. But this is his own.
He's basing it on a Taz. Isn't he basing it on a Taz? In the previous paragraph?
Yeah.
Because of Mavur Lehetar B'Shem Maharash Muva B'Tu Rezov Rechaim.
Yeah, so we have the Taz here on the first page. So we have to see is it exactly what the Taz said. Okay. Yeah,
it's a good. It's our climber, right?
Yeah. Not a shadow is a food shops yet. You're right. But this is what he's quoted the Rash or Shmuel.
No.
For the fourth wide line. So everyone was real late when I ran with Shmuel. The shiny bits are to be the Shabbos Atzma. It's Shaykhul Mosachol. The Tfilish of Shabbos.
Okay, it brings a Raya from the Torgaman.
The Torgaman, yeah. It's the only dinner on Shabbos.
It doesn't say also, it's just saying by Simon Broth.
Right.
So that's interesting. Even though it's mutter, but same by Simon Broth.
Right, good. Because the question is, time of mitzvah, it says, you see, you're watching the paraduma in Shabbos. And yet that's called the patos. You're getting paid. Because that's not a Shabbos ticket thing. It's a Shabbos ticket thing, yeah. So that's how he's explaining it.
So this is not like Shin Vav, though. It says also Lahaskar Chazanim.
Right. That's assuming that there's no head. Because even got the mitzvah.
Even got the mitzvah.
But the only question is that we have to deal with the sort of mitzvah, then we also have to deal with the Siddur Brach.
So that's what the Magen Avraham means in Ois Chas, on Shin Vav. Yesh Mishamater Kiv in the Tzorche Mitzvah. I didn't understand it this way. Does he mean because it's the Shabbos?
But he says that. But the only thing we only saw so far once for him to explain why. How can we get out of the issue of Siddur Brach?
Right.
That was maybe that we saw in the Orphos Chaim for all the Shabbos. Yeah, because that's. After I want to look at it inside to get the fuller picture. But when you're doing it, singing in the Nigunim, so then that's not. That's not for the mitzvah, so then that's. It's not sure that you're using a mitzvah. Because there are two issues. There's this Shabbos issue and then the Siddur Brach issue. And both have to be dealt with. So you could say maybe if an abbey wants to sim a bracha, but then you know who wants to do something where they're told, you know, you're not going to have any nachas from this money.
Right.
You might get a lot of money, but it's, you know, that's for sure. You have to use it for who knows what. Who wants to go in?
That was my next question. What does it mean anyway?
Right.
Because he got $10,000.
He gets $10,000, but if chas v'sholom, he has to use it for some,
That's what it means. So he may have to use it for medical expenses.
He was in a Siddur Brach. So, okay. So, there's still Steve Moore Bezer Shem. So, next Sunday, we'll continue with this packet. It's a fascinating topic. You know, the two things.
Yeah.
Okay. Ramosa, it's good to see everybody. All the folks are here and home. Presby and Avram, Avram Levitt, Khan, Pessiman, Mandelko, Jason Finkelstein of Khan, Schutlis, and Papras, Benny Abraham.
So what's this?
Rav Stebbins and Rav Ottenstein and Rav Jonah. Okay, I'm getting it. Learning all the names. Slow, but I'll get there. What are you saying, my mayor?
What's the schedule for tomorrow, Monday?
Okay, so tomorrow we're going to continue with Chag Yisrael at 1:30 to 2:30.
There's no Yaday Shir Wednesday or the Yaday?
Oh, yeah, your day will be 10 o'clock.
That's
true.
10 and 1:30.
Okay.
Shkaya.
Very good. Okay,
thanks, Rabbi. Good talk. Thank you.